Hello and welcome to the ultimate guess-a-side game. In this game, you are supposed to guess a site or place in Canterbury by listening to a vague description of the place and hearing sounds and noises belonging to the place. For each place you guess right, you will receive 5 points. In the end, I will reveal the right answers to you and you can see how well you have done in this game. And now listen closely to the description and the sounds. Good luck! Number 1. The first place you have to guess is located in a lane in Canterbury. As you enter the building, you will walk over art made out of a lot of tiny pieces. The logo of this place shows a helmet. Since this is a public place, there are a lot of people around. To enter the building, you also have to pay money. It is a place where you can learn something about the history of Canterbury, when an ancient civilization lived there. You will learn about their technology and architecture. Number 2. The name of this building has 20 letters, and the word lane is part of the name. When you enter the building, you will see antique furniture like chairs, tables, sofas and armchairs. There's also antique decoration which creates a nice and relaxing atmosphere. At this place, they serve a drink which is dark brown and makes you a little bit more awake. You can also add milk and sugar to this drink. Furthermore, you can eat baked goods there. And this place is part of the dining tours in Canterbury. Number 3. Number 3 is a holy place in Canterbury and part of a World Heritage Site. Also, it's an important place for the worldwide Anglican Communion. The building was founded in 597. And completely rebuilt from 1070 to 1077. The Chancellor Thomas Becket was murdered in this building by 4 knights of King Henry II. To give you one last hint, this place is one of the most visited places in the country with 1 million visitors per year. Number 4. A lot of buildings are part of this place, which was founded in 1965. About 19,000 people are working and living here. This place has its own logo, showing 3 words written in blue letters. A few famous people have been here. For example, the singer Ellie Goulding, who's famous for hits like Love Me Like You Do and Burn. Or the actor Orlando Bloom, who's famous for his appearances in movies like The Lord of the Rings or Pirates of the Caribbean. Thank you. Also, during our excursion, we will spend a lot of time there. Number 5. Since this place has reopened in 2011, the architecture of the building looks very modern. The building is named after a famous person who was born in Canterbury in the 16th century and attended school there. Also, this person was somehow related to William Shakespeare and highly influenced him. At this place, you will be entertained by a huge variety of shows. Number 6. The sixth place is 3 miles away from Canterbury and shows the beautiful nature of the city. You will find a lot of beautiful flowers like bluebells and also nice trees like the butterfly tree. You can meet friendly animals there, like sheep, chickens, and also pigs. Furthermore, it's an enchanted place and you can discover a sleeping dragon. And other mystical creatures. For the entrance, you have to pay £6, and the place is open from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Number 7. Number 7 is a holy place which was founded shortly after AD 597. The place is named after a Benedictine monk who became first Archbishop of Canterbury. You will also find a museum, an exhibition, and beautiful gardens there. It is situated outside the city walls of Canterbury and sometimes missed by visitors. The place was originally created as a burial place for the Anglo-Saxon kings of Kent and is part of the Canterbury World Heritage Site. The solution. Number 1 was the Canterbury Roman Museum, which is located in Butchery Lane and shows the history of Canterbury during Roman times. Number 2 was the Water Lane Coffee House, which is part of the Canterbury dining tours, and of course they serve a range of coffee and also baked goods. Number 3 was Canterbury Cathedral, which is the mother church of the Anglican Communion and one of the most visited places of the country. Number 4 was the University of Kent, which was founded in 1965. The singer Ellie Goulding and the actor Orlando Bloom studied there. Number 5 was the Marlowe Theatre, which reopened in 2011 and is named after Christopher Marlowe, who highly influenced William Shakespeare. Number 6 was the Druid Stone Park, which is an enchanted place in the nature of Canterbury, where you will find beautiful flowers and mystical creatures. Number 7 was St. Augustine's Abbey, which is named after Augustine of Canterbury, who became first Archbishop of Canterbury and was the founder of the English Church. How many places did you get right? For each right place, you get 5 points. If you got all places right, you will have 35 points. If you got at least 20 points, you are doing quite well. If you got less than half of the points, you should definitely take another look at the places in Canterbury. Well, thanks for playing, and I wish you a lot of fun on the excursion.